今年呢，是我们教会成立40周年。
In case you didn't know yet, today is the 40th anniversary of our church.
因为大家也知道，因为这个疫情的问题呢，我们没有办法在教会聚会。
We know that because of the pandemic, we couldn't get together in the church.
所以说，实际上我们那个正常的，我们一般是在9月份庆祝堂庆，但是现在我们挪到11月份。
Generally, we have our church's celebration, anniversary celebration in September, but this year we had to put it off until now in November.
所以说呢，我们在今天聚会呢，我们会有一些堂庆的一些内容，有一些video 啊，然后还有一些其他的一些celebration 的内容。
So we will celebrate the church's 40th anniversary today with some videos and photos and stories and things.
另外呢，我们今天另外一件大事情呢，是我们教会新任的主任牧师一个就职典礼。
And another big thing for today is that our new pastor, Pastor Joe, will be anointed to be the pastor for this church today.
大家都知道，我们也非常感谢许牧师、师母还有妈咪，他们在教会服侍了20年。
We all are very grateful for for Pastor Xi, Mrs. Xi, and Mommy for their service for 20 years in this church.
他们在前年年底，等于说前年年底退休以后呢，教会一直在求神来赐给我们一位主任牧师。
After their retirement 2 years ago, we've been praying for a pastor for this church ever since.
我们也感谢神，现在神给我们一位牧师，我们今天是有一个典礼。
We are truly thankful that God sent a pastor to this church, so we will have a celebration today, a ceremony of the pastor's
所以说呢，
taken
今天
position.
有可能我们这个主日聚会呢，时间会比较长，但是我想大家我们在一起用一颗感恩的心，我们来敬拜我们的主，我们也来回顾他给我们的
So
恩典。
it is possible that today the worship gonna extend it for some time, but we are truly thankful for today, for God, what God has done for this church over the years.
所以说，我们来开始之前呢，我们来一起做祷告。
Let's pray before we start today's worship.
我们亲爱的主，我们再次感谢你，
Our
在你
Heavenly
的
Father,
日
we
子，
thank you once more.
在你的日子，你带领你的儿女来到这殿堂里边来敬拜你。
On your day, you lead your children to your holy temple to worship you.
虽然在现在这个情况下，我们身体上不能在一起。
Although we cannot be together physically,
但是我们的灵是同一个灵，
and our spirit are united.
我们就求你来带领我们今天的聚会，一切荣耀都归给你。
May you guide today's worship, and may all the glory goes to you.
我们谢谢你，我们这样祷告，救主耶稣基督圣名求。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
阿门。我们先来读一篇诗篇。我们来读诗篇19篇。如果你有圣经的话，你也可以打开诗篇19篇。
Let's read Psalm 19.
然后大家可以因为大家一般都是静音的，所以我来读，然后大家可以在下面可以像跟我一起读。
We can read together since you are muted.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的量代通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间，为太阳安设帐篷。太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁， 能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理清洁，存到永远，耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的精金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制，我便完全免犯大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。愿神祝福他的话。下面让我们用诗歌来赞美我们的主。
We will continue worship with the hymn singing.
We will continue worship with the hymn singing. We will continue worship with the hymn singing. Praise Him, praise Him. He is worthy of our praise.
赞美赞美主耶稣，我们的救主，全地歌唱，将他名爱传扬，欢呼欢呼，天使让荣耀的欢呼，能力尊荣都归于主生命，独同牧人耶稣保护他小羊，他已帮臂，终日怀抱抚养。赞美赞美，传扬他无比的大爱。赞美赞美，歌唱直到万代。赞美赞美，主耶稣我们的救主。为我重罪受苦流血死亡，我们磐石永远救恩极大盼望，欢呼欢呼，耶稣被钉君王，高声赞美他担当我中忧伤，无比的爱奇妙身后坚强，赞美赞美，传扬他无比的大爱，赞美赞美，歌唱直到万代，赞美赞美，主耶稣我们的救主，颂赞声音响遍天响各处。耶稣救主，掌权直到永永远远，尊他为王，献自大祭司长。基督快来，得胜世界里国度，荣耀权柄，永归我主耶稣。赞美赞美，传扬他无比的大爱，赞美赞美，歌唱直到万代。
是的，我们的主是配得我们的赞美的。他差他的二子耶稣来到这个世上，把恩典带给我们，他拯救我们。他用他儿子的宝血洗净了我们每个人的罪。在诗篇四十篇第二节，他这样讲到，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。 想一想，我们算什么？但因为神爱我们，以至于死拯救我们。让我们用下面这首诗歌来再次思考他所给我们的恩典是何等的大。下面这首诗歌是《主拯救我》。
慈悲耶稣由天而来，为要使我蒙他慈爱，从罪升腾，羞辱公害，主施恩拯救我，从流沙中他拯救我，用慈爱手他拯救我，从黑暗间进入光明，赞美主因他拯救我。恩主呼唤，为时已久，惜我言行不肯回头，尽我心无痛悔罪忧，主赦免拯救我。从流沙中他拯救我，用慈爱手他拯救我，黑暗间进入光明，赞美主名他拯救我。主为我带荆棘面，两手被钉地下雪点，我在最终痛苦可怜，主以爱拯救我。从流沙中他拯救我，用慈爱手他拯救我，从黑暗间进入光明，赞美主名他拯救我。我今居住属天高原，我灵蒙福快乐无边，千言万语难以言传，主如何拯救我。从流沙中他拯救我，用慈爱手他拯救我，从黑暗间进入光明，赞美主名他拯救我。
是的，主，这是何等的恩典，我们是何等的不配，但是你差你的爱子来到这个世界上，为我们每个人的罪，他死在十字架上，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你亲自来带领，来拣选我们每一位，能够成为你的儿女，我们与你的关系能够重新和好。我们就求你帮助我们，让我们每个人的心都向着你，让我们每天的生活，让我们所做的每一件事情都是为了来荣耀你，不是为我们自己，因为我们实在不算什么，但是是为了你，因为你是配得荣耀和赞美的主。我们谢谢你对我们的带领，我们也求你继续来带领我们，我们谢谢你，我们这样祷告，靠救主耶稣基督圣灵求，阿们。 我们今天第三首诗歌是基督耶稣是我一切。保罗在腓立比书这样讲道，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。我们每一位神的儿女，是不是也愿意像保罗一样说，耶稣基督是我一切？我们下面来唱这首歌，耶稣基督是我一切。
耶稣基督是我一切，喜乐是我珍宝，是我每日生活力量，你当我必跌倒，当我愁苦来救耶稣，无人似他如此安抚，使我欢心，解我心忧，他是我忧。耶稣基督是我一切，极难只是良药，我到主前求他施恩，赐我恩福丰厚。他赐日光，有时甘霖，他是和天坚固丰收，日光甘霖，大好收成，他是我有。耶稣基督是我一切，我要对他忠心，恩主对我何等心事，怎能忘恩不仁，跟随主心必无错误，我蒙救主日夜看顾，跟随主心蒙主保守，他是我用。耶稣基督是我一切，在世别无恩用，悉心靠他，终身靠他，直到世路尽头，得此良友，生活优美，人生美满，喜乐无忧，永恒生命，永蒙福佑，他是我有。
让我们作为神的儿女，我们真正从心里面说，耶稣基督是我一切。我们今天诗歌我们就唱到这里边，下面是我们正道的时间，我们把时间交给周曲武牧师，我们有丽春姐妹来帮我们翻译。
弟兄姐妹们，各位朋友，早上好。今天是个大喜的日子。
丽春姐，你没有没有退下。
我一个人的人生40年，一个听觉声音没有出来，关着了。
立正关掉。
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was unmuted automatically. So, okay.
今天是个大喜的日子。如果一个人生四十年只有一个庆典的话，哈，那只有一少部分人可以庆祝两次。
If our life is 40 years, then we can only, if for 40 years we can only have one celebration, then very seldomly people can have two celebrations of 40 years.
我们这里有没有人一生可以庆祝三个四十年的？如果有的话，你说一下。
Anybody can celebrate 40 years for three times during his lifetime? If there is, raise your hand.
我们知道摩西做到了哈，摩西活到120岁。
We know Moses lived to be 120 years old.
事实上，大多数人的一生可能只能庆祝一次。
In fact, many, or if not most, people can only celebrate one 40 years.
那我可以确定了哈，我们这里的于晨弟兄和阿伦弟兄可以再次参加我们教会四十年后的庆典。
One thing I can be sure of is that Brother Yuchen and Brother Alan can attend the next 40 years celebration of this church.
今天我们的重点是感恩回顾。
Today's emphasis is to express our gratitude and also look back to our church history.
也要向未来展望。
And also we will look forward to our future.
作为一个教会新上任的牧师呢，他要带领会众同长职一起寻求神在教会的未来的心意。
As a new pastor, he should do what he should do is to lead the congregation and together with elders and deacons seek God's will for the church's future.
我们的教会未来要走向哪里呢？
Where is our church going in the future?
这是一个接棒。本质上没有改变，我们要侍奉神，要荣耀神。
This is a baton in a relay race, so the principle didn't change. We need to serve God, and we will glorify God. But that's the same, didn't change.
那这也是一个新的开始，在哪些方面我
们
要跟进和加强呢
？In which direction should we renew and strengthen?
许牧师和师母啊，特别告诉我，不要过激。顾及我们原来的想法，你就按照你的感动大胆去做，这都让我释怀不少。
Pastor Xi and Mrs. Xi especially told me that don't worry about too much about, don't think too much about what we used to do. Just follow your heart and with the inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and then do whatever you feel like to do. This makes me relaxed somewhat.
在希伯来书八章五节讲到哈。他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西简要照帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说：“你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着山上指示你的样式。”
Hebrew 8, chapter 8, verse 5, they serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
当我准备今天信息的时候，我想到摩西建造会幕时神对他的叮嘱。
When I was preparing today's message, I thought of what Moses heard from God when he was building, was to build the tabernacle.
那我们也要找到今天也实用于我们的大原则。
We also need to find out what is the big principle suited to our today's situation.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。在
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
在今天这个日子，我们要回顾你的恩典。
Today we will look back to see what your blessings toward the church.
主啊。你也要我们在先开始的时候，借着你圣灵的指引，主啊，你要我们展望未来。
God, you also want us to look forward to our future through the Holy Spirit's guidance.
就是在这个日子，让我们的眼目单单的仰望你，归荣耀于你。
On this day, let our eyes focus on you and make all the glory goes to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
在出埃及记。第二十五章八节讲到哈，耶和华对摩西说：“又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。”
In Exodus 25:8. Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
那哥林多前书讲到，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?
以弗所书在1-23节也讲到说，教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:23, Church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
所以我们第一点要看到，当我们继续建造教会的时候，我们要为着神的同在而建造。
So the first thing we need to see is that when we build a church, we need to build for God's presence.
我们的信仰最奇妙的一点就是神要居住在我们当中。
The most wonderful point in our faith is God wants to dwell among us.
在今天这个疫情当中，在这个世界局势动乱的时候，这太重要了，太令人安慰了。
In today's pandemic and in today's uncertainty and turbulence, this is so important and so comforting.
有了他的同在，我们不会惊慌。
With God's presence, we will not be scared.
有了他的同在，我们自己、我们的家人、我们的教会都在他的看顾之中。
With God's presence, ourselves, our family, and our church are under His protection.
有了他的同在，我们不会靠着自己，我们寻求他的指引和方向。
With His presence, I will not depend on myself. I will seek His command and His direction.
然后呢，我就不怕承担这个职位了，我就不上胆，刚强壮胆。
And for me, I will not be scared of taking the big responsibility, and I will not lose heart.
在旧约先知书的年代，大约在公元前几百年的时候。
In the times of the Old Testament and the times of the prophet, it's about several hundred years before Christ.
那以色列人的敬拜还在，律法还在，
Israelites have their worship. They have their law.
但是唯独耶和华离开他们了。他们的信仰如同躯壳，徒有外表，里边已经腐烂，已经空心了，因为神不与他们同在。
Their belief is like a shell of a body. There's only a shell outside. Inside is rotten and empty. So because God was not with them.
所以今天当一个教会不遵行神的命令的时候，他的灵忧伤，他可以默然无语。
So today, when a church that didn't obey God, God's spirit will be saddened and he could be silent.
当我没有神的同在的时候，我们会落在一个可怕的光景当中。
When we don't have God's presence with us, we will be fallen into a terrible situation.
出埃及33:16讲到，人在何事上得以知道？我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Exodus 33:16. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?
如果神与我们同在，我们将在凡事上昌盛；如果神不与我们同在，我们将在凡事上衰败。
If God is with us, we will prosper in everything. If God is not with us, we will fail in everything.
所以舒文龙牧师讲到，牧师的首要之务是在中间充满混乱的生活中发现神的同在，并且最要紧的是教导会众在成圣的过程中过祷告的生活。
Pastor 苏文龙 said, The first and foremost thing, task for a pastor is to find God's presence in a weekly chaotic life. And the most important thing is to teach the congregation to live a life of prayer in the process of becoming saints.
过世的林道亮老牧师他活了90多岁，他这样讲到，有任何事可以增进神与教会或个人同在的，就要尽一切力量去得着；有任何事会阻碍神与教会或个人同在的，就要尽一切的力量去除掉。
Pastor 林道亮 who lived more than 90 years old, he was an old pastor, he said, if there is anything which can increase the presence of God with the church, then do everything you can to achieve it. If there's anything which will block your, the God's presence with the church, then do whatever you can to get rid of it.
继续讲到哈，为了追求神的同在，当注重彼此相爱，主理同心，追求圣洁，除掉罪恶。
To seek God's presence, we need to love each other, united in the in Christ, and seek holy life and get rid of sin.
当教会看重神的同在时，我们会寻求神的心意，经历他的恩典。
When the church wants God's presence, we will seek God's will and experience His grace.
有了神的同在，教会就充满了爱、喜乐和包容；没有神的同在，教会会充斥混乱和纠纷。
With God's presence, the church will be filled with love, joy, and a bit love, joy, and bearing each other. But without God's presence, the church will be filled with chaos and dispute.
在新的一年呢，我要同弟兄姐妹们一起寻求神的同在，发现他的同在，经历他的同在。
In this new year, I want to, together with brothers and sisters, let's together seek God's presence, discover His presence, and experience His presence.
我给你一个操练的方法哈，就是每天早上你祷告的时候，你说主啊，让我经历你今天的同在，让我看到你的工作。
Let me give you a tip. Every morning when you wake up, you say, Lord, pray that, Lord, let me experience your presence. Let me see your work.
完了，在晚上你睡觉前哈，你对一天有个总结，你说神啊，让我看到今天你的恩典、你的信实、你与我的同在。
At night, before you go to sleep, pray that God, let me see what you have done today. Let me experience your presence today.
你会发现神的同在会越来越真实在你的生活当中。
You will realize that God's presence is more and more real in your life.
所以这是我讲的第一点，让我们起来为着神的同在而建造。
So this is the first point I want to make. Stand up and let us build.
在出埃及记二十五章四十节讲到。要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。所以我们的第二点要讲到，按照神的样式来建造。
Exodus 25:40, see that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. So this is the second point I want to make. We need to build according to God's pattern.
当以色列建造会幕，然后他们进入神同在的生活，神给他们非常详细的指示，会幕的样式。敬拜的仪式也包括神给他们的律法。
When Israelites were building the tabernacle, entering the life together with God, God gave them very detailed instructions and commands. The pattern of the tabernacle, the ritual of their worship, including the law God gave them.
我们看到哈，选民的生活呢，在神的精心看顾下面，但是呢，神对选民的生活呢，有着高标准的要求。
We can see that God's chosen people live under God's protection, but at the same time, God also has a high standard for His chosen people.
我们看到这里哈说，你要谨慎做这些物件，神要摩西谨慎。如果摩西不能按照这个样式建造的话哈，那将影响以色列人与神的同在的关系。
Because God told Moses, see that you make them according to the pattern. So Moses must follow God's obey God's the pattern. Otherwise, it will have a bad influence on God's relationship with Israelites.
你们知道马太福音的大使命哈，二十八章是怎么讲的？说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世纪的末了。
We all know the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20.Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以新约讲到哈，如果我们不去，不为着这个大使命去建造，我们就没有办法经历神更多的同在。所以同旧约一样，这就是。神只是今天建造教会的样式。
The New Testament told us that if we do not go to build for this great commission, then we cannot experience God's presence. It's just like the Old Testament. This is the pattern God gave us for building church today.
我们建造的目标是什么呢？
不是更大更漂亮的建筑，不是丰富的节目，甚至也不在乎人更多。
What's the purpose of our building the church? It's not a beautiful, more grand or architecture. It's not all kinds of activities. It's not even more people, more members.
我们建造的是基督生命的样式，我们建造的成果是小基督，他的门徒。
What we are building is a pattern of Jesus' life. We are building little Christs and his disciples.
所以我们求的最多的是主的门徒。他说你们这样做的时候，我就常与你们同在。这是非常清晰的应允，并不是含糊不清。
What we seek is more disciples of Christ. He said, when you do this, I will be with you. This is very clear. I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's what Jesus said. This is very clear promise. It's not ambiguous at all.
那我们四十年的堂庆哈，我们目标就是要让神得荣耀。那他在哪里得荣耀呢？就是在那些坚定跟随主的门徒当中。
Our 40 years celebration is to glorify God. But where can God be glorified? On those disciples who firmly follow him.
那神未来如何得更大的荣耀呢？就是借着你我为他得着更多坚定跟随他的门徒。
How can God be glorified in the future? It is through you and me. We can let us help to build more disciples for God.
想象一下，你是主的门徒，今天你要坚定的站立，因为你要让我们的神，我们的天父得荣耀。
Imagine
that. 挺起你的胸脯，知道我是主的门徒，我要坚定的来跟随你。
Imagine that you are God's disciple. So today you want to stand in front of God and firmly say, God, I am your disciple. I want to follow you.
为着让你的神得更大的荣耀，今天是
坚定的跟随
主，再一次立誓约的好时候。
Today is a good day that we renew our vows with God, that we will firmly follow God.
在哥林多前书哈三章十一节是这样讲的哈，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和解在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11-12, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is.
因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
Because the day will bring it to light, it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward.
当这个世界啊越来越不确定的时候，谁可以在这个大灾难中守住自己的信心呢？那就是耶稣的真门徒。
When the world is more and more uncertain, who can keep their faith in the face of big disasters? Only Jesus' true disciples can.
作为教会呢，如果不向这个方向建造，那现在不仅不会更多的经历神的同在，那将来呢也没有办法经过烈火的考验，向神交不了账，教会也必将受到极大的亏损。
If a church do not build toward this direction, not only will us not experience God's presence now, in the future we cannot stood up before the test of fire, and we cannot be held accountable to God, and the church will be damaged, will experience damage.
在出埃及三十九章哈，是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的有七次出现，然后出埃及四十章呢是照耶和华所吩咐的八次出现。
The Exodus 39, according to the pattern God gave Moses, this whole sentence experienced seven times. And in chapter 40 in Exodus, according to the pattern God gave Moses, appeared eight times.
这说明什么呢？哈，摩西在那个时候，他敬畏神，严格的按照神的命令去执行。
What does this mean? This means that Moses followed God's pattern very seriously, and he kept God's promise.
Yeah, 他守住了神给他的托付，然后经过40年旷野哈，他带出的这些新人呢，进入了迦南地。
And Moses kept God's entrust. For 40 years, he led the people into the land of Canaan.
但是令人遗憾的哈，当这一代过去的时候，紧接着这个约书亚记的是士师记的年代，那再下一代的下一代，他们就不认识耶和华了。
But we know that when the next generation to this generation who entered the land of Canaan, they entered the age of judges and they did not know God.
我们教会呢，现在40岁以下的成人，就是20岁到40岁左右的，只有 6%。
We know in our church, the age between 20 to 40 only is about 6% of our whole congregation.
再过40年呢，我们教会的主体大都会离开这个世界，你我都会不在了哈。
In another 40 years, maybe lots of us will leave this world.
如果我们那时的教会还存在，还更兴旺，只有一个原因。就是我们建造出了
After another four factor that we build God's disciples.
他们认识神，在这个越来越背逆神的世界中，他们坚定地跟随主基督。
These disciples know God, and in this more and more rebellious world, they followed Christ Jesus firmly.
所以你我可以守住神给我们的这个大使命的托付吗？我们是按照基督的样式建造生命，建造出他的门徒吗？让我们这样起来建造吧。
Can you and me keep the entrust God committed to us? Can we build life according to Christ's pattern? Can we build, establish new disciples? Let us build like this.
然后第三点我要讲到，神使用他百姓的恩赐来建造。
His people's talent.
在出埃及记28:3讲到说，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的。我们这里可以看到哈，神预备各种各样的恩赐，有做圣衣的，有这个木匠，有这个工匠做各样器皿的啊。神兴起这么多人来建造。
In Exodus 28:3, tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom. God gave wisdom to people so that they can do all kinds of things. They can be carpenters, they can design the building, they can do all kinds of, they have all different kinds of skills. God prepared these talents for this building work.
然后出埃及35:29又讲到哈，以色列人无论男女，凡甘心乐意献礼物给耶和华的，都将礼物拿来做耶和华借摩西所吩咐的一切工。然后出埃及三十
Exodus 35:29, all the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord free will offerings for all the work the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do.
然后出埃及记36哈又记载到哈，第五节讲到，百姓为耶和华吩咐使用之工所拿来的，富富有余。然后摩西传命，他们就在全营中宣告说，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来。这样才拦阻百姓不再拿礼物来。
Exodus chapter 36:5-6, the people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded to be done. Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more.
所以我们看到这里的丰盛哈，所有的人都参与，所有人都奉献，然后甘心乐意。甚至要摩西下命令哈，说啊，我们已经太多了，所以你们先拿回去吧。
We see that everybody participated, everybody offered, and they are free willingly doing this. So at last, Moses had to send a command that, oh, please stop. We do not need more. We have enough, more than enough.
等一会儿哈，我们这个就会看到哈，堂庆的两大工程， 一个是
In a little while, we will see the two big projects of this 40 years anniversary celebration.
一个是40周年的特刊，这其中包括了29篇文章，然后包括了哪些工作呢？写的人、编辑、排版、美工、网页五道程序。
The first big project is our 40 years celebration special edition. We have actually we got 30, I think 30 articles that people, the church members wrote 30 articles and the authors, the editors, the art designers and web designers, everyone worked together. They used their talents to serve.
然后各都发挥恩赐。然后我们再看哈，视频还有视频的制作。
Another big project is the videos.
这里包括收集照片，然后各样的采访，然后主旋律的制定，然后由文字、音乐的合成。
The video also, we need to collect photos, and we need to find a theme, and we need the music, we need words, we need to put everything together. These things cannot be done by one person.
差不多有十几个人甚至二十几个人来参与，就需要大家齐心合力，然后在两个月的时间又这么紧，每个人都发挥自己的恩赐，所以等一会儿我们可以看到这个献礼。
We have about more than 20 people involved in these projects and everybody worked together wholeheartedly. They used their talents and in a little while we will see these big gifts to our church's 40th anniversary.
以弗所书四章十二节讲到，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12 to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ
教会的建造是个大工程。
Christ may be built up.
神不让我们坐在观众席上，神让我们每个人都起来建造，不只是牧者、长老、执事。
The building a church is a huge project. God doesn't want us to sit as audience. God wants each one of us to stand up and build. It's not only the pastor, elders, and deacons. Everyone has a place to serve.
每个人都有一个服事的岗位。你在教会的历史中，你就可以看到，什么时候大家都起来了，教会就开始兴旺。
Throughout church history, you will also see that whenever everybody stand up, the church will thrive.
我们未来的一个难点是我们的新移民的热潮没有了，然后华人的涌入减少了，教会呢也不再是连接华人的热点，因为他们有自己的社交俱乐部。
One difficult point in our future is there is no upsurge of new immigrants into America and there will be less Chinese coming to America. Church will no longer be a hotspot for connecting Chinese people.Everyone may have their own social club.
如果我们不全体动员我们就不能在这个阶段得胜。
If we do not mobilize all the people, all the church members, we cannot claim victory in this period of time.
所以这要求我们人人传福音，人人关心人，人人做门徒，人人带门徒，然后人人去宣教，把福音带回你的家乡。
This one requested us that everybody has to spread the gospel. Everybody needs to take care of others. And everybody needs to be disciples. Everybody needs to lead, to build new disciples. And everybody needs to evangelize. Go back to your hometown to spread the gospel.
这个教会未来的复兴需要人人起来建造。神许我们同心合一的建造。他也定规我们要一起来建造。
The church, the future revival of this church needs everyone to stand up and build. God is pleased when we build unitedly with one heart. He also wants us to build together.
你我人生的一个重要的托付就是在基督的身体里发挥一个肢体的功用。那你找到这个托付了吗？
One important job for each one of us, our responsibility is to work as part of Christ's body.Did you find what you are about to do? What you should do?
今天你们都知道那现在很明显了，我是找到了这个托付。
I have found mine.
那你们看这个托付呢也是按照阶段在变。那我刚来教会的时候，我只是在诗班里服侍，
you know,
然后后来入了执事呢，又成了一个财务，财务，我管教会的财务。 然后后来又去做学生的事工啊，在教会负责宣教，最后一宣教呢又把我宣出去了，我就回到中国，然后我做了一个传道人，那似乎我在步步高升啊。
You know, for me, my personal experience is God's entrust can change through time. At first, I served as a choir member, and then I served as a treasurer for the deacon board, and then I do missionary work among students. Later on, I went out to spread the gospel, and I became a missionary to China. And it looks like I'm stepping up as my job, my responsibility is more and more.But I am doing the work for God.
Yeah, 这个高升呢，就是要去为服侍人。那我们每个人的起来呢，都会带动我们周围的人。我们每个人的消沉和抱怨呢，也会带动周围人的消沉和抱怨。
If we are depressed or we complain all the time, people around us will be badly influenced as well. 所以
这是我讲的第三点，让我们每个人都起来。同心合一的来建造吧。
So this is the third point I want to make. Every one of us, let's stand up and build with one heart.
那我就进入到结论了哈，在出埃及记四十章三十三节哈，讲到哈，在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光。充满了帐幕。
Exodus chapter 40, 33, 34. Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and altar and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard. And so Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
如果大家都这样起来服侍，每个人都是基督的门徒，神将大大的彰显他的同在。我不能想象哈，这是何等的丰盛，何等的神的荣耀。然后呢，你我在其中。
If everybody stand up and serve, everybody is the disciple of Christ, then God will show His presence more. I can't imagine how wonderful, how abundant this would be, and what a glory God would have. And you and I are among it.
啊，我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you, we praise your grace.
在这四十年当中，你来坚固我们，在风风雨雨中，你保守我们走过。
In these 40 years, you strengthened us. We have been through all kinds of weathers, but you lead us through.
在未来当中，求你赐给我们教会的领袖，我们有你的意向和使命，并且让我们在圣灵的大能的指引下，你来做元帅，我们可以忠心的来完成它。
In the future, may God give the church leadership a vision to seek your will, and you are the big commander, and we will follow, we will obey.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
那我们谢谢周牧师给我们的信息，也。
We thank the message from Pastor Joe.
让每个人都思考我们每个人在教会或者是在基督身体里，我们可以做什么？可以为主做什么
？Let each one of us ask ourselves, "What can I do as a part of Christ's body? What can I do for the church, for Christ?"
求神也把他的在我们身上的计划呢，来告诉我们，亲自告诉我们。
May God tell us.Himself tell each one of us what we can do, what's his plan for each one of us.
让我们的生命真正能够为神来带来荣耀。
So our life can truly glorify God's name.
好，下边呢，在今天聚会刚开始的时候呢，我们说，今天呢，大家可能，都知道，我们有一个，主任牧师的，就职的仪式。
We all know that we will have our pastor's what do we call it? He will be anointed as the new pastor for the church. So we will have our ceremony.
我们也再次来感谢主，为我们安排这位牧师。
Once again, we want to thank God for giving us this pastor.
下面我们开始这个仪式。
Let's start this anniversary, this ceremony. installation of the new pastor.
经过本会聘牧程序和本教会弟兄姊妹的认同。
We through the process of getting a new pastor, and we got agreement of our church members.
我们将聘请周启勇牧师为棕榈滩华人基督教会主任牧师。
We want to install Pastor Reverend 启勇, 周启勇 as the senior pastor of our church, the Chinese chapter, chapel, Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
他的第一次任期是一年，是从11月1号，从今天开始到明年的10月31号。
So his first term is one year, starting from November 1st today to October 31st in 2021.
我们下面先请我们的前任牧师许牧师来给我们一些勉励。
We want to invite Pastor Xu, our previous senior pastor, to give us some encouragement, words of encouragement.
许牧师，你要先 unmute。
Pastor Xu.
Okay. Hello.
听到了，听到了。
Okay, we can hear you.
All right. Very good. At an unusual time, huh?对不起，对不起，我会讲英文去。好，在这不寻常的时间呢，我们举行这样一个暗部的典礼。
This is a very unusual time to have this ceremony because we cannot even get together.
Yeah, 哇！我首先要感谢神啊，周牧师这样的一个大胆的来接受这样一个呼召。
At first, I want to thank God that Pastor Joe would accept, would answer God's call to this important position.
因为周牧师呢一直坐在教会，他也看到传道人整个生活，传道的经过什么都，他都很理解。但是一般来讲传道人并不是那么容易去遇见的事情。
You know, the Pastor Joe has been with our church all the time. He knows exactly what a missionary can have to go through. He knows everything a missionary experienced. This is not easy for a church to have such a person among us.
So yeah, 我说我们的宗师啊，实在很勇敢，接受了这样一个呼召，神祝福他。
So I know how brave he is to accept God's call to be a new pastor.
那今天很荣幸能够讲几句勉励的话。
I am very honored to speak a few words of encouragement at this ceremony.
我想当我们被神的爱激励火热的走上这个侍奉和牧养的道路时。
I think when we are encouraged to serve God and walk on the path of being a missionary to serve a congregation to do God job God gave us to do.
我们便会立即的面对许多难以招架的这个撞击。
We will meet lots of challenges and maybe even attacks we cannot deal with.
我们当如何侍奉与牧养呢?
How can we serve and lead the and pastor the church?
在新约四福音里记载耶稣在侍奉牧养上有最好的榜样。
The four Gospels in the New Testament actually gave us the best example of how Jesus did this.
因此呢，我们要从耶稣身上来学习侍奉和牧养。
So we need to learn from Christ, from Jesus, how to serve and how to to lead the congregation.
罗马太福音三章啊十三节到二十八章这一大篇幅里面，耶稣清清楚楚的为我们做了侍奉与牧羊的典范。
In Matthew chapter 3 through chapter 28, Jesus actually set up the best example for how to lead the church.
我们看见他啊，耶稣处理了很多啊啊那个棘手的问题。
We saw that Jesus dealt with lots of difficult questions.
啊，建立了一些小组。
He set up some small groups.
建立了一些训练门徒呀。
And he also established the disciples.
很多侍奉牧人的观牧羊观念。
He set up disciples to serve and to lead the church members.
他把侍奉与牧羊常遇到的问题都解决有解答。
He resolved.The problems he faced while leading, serving, and leading.
福音的耶稣侍奉观和牧羊观呢？把它化成我们唯一侍奉观。
So through studying Matthew, we can learn from Christ, from Jesus, how to lead, how to serve.
做一个合乎。耶稣或是神心的心意的一个牧羊者或侍奉者。
A pastor, then the pastor is a qualified pastor, following God's guidance.
福音三章的开始，他在传道之前。耶稣的事件，我们来从里面来学习。
Yeah, I think the internet is not stable at the pastor's side. It's not very clear.
我们要透过耶稣传道之前，他应该具备的一些条件。
We can also see that before Jesus go out to spread the gospel, what are the qualities he needs to possess to be a pastor?
我想我们来读约翰马太福音好了，第三章十三节到十七节。
Let's read together Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗，约翰想起你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们你当这样进诸般的义。”于是约翰洗了他，耶稣受了洗随即从水上来，他天父人为他开了。他就看见上帝的灵仿佛鸽子降下，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this.To fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
所以从耶稣和 啊、天父圣灵之间啊，我们看见要侍奉神，要牧养神的群羊，就必须要被圣灵充满。
From here we see that to be able to serve God and lead a congregation, this person, this pastor must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，要侍奉神，首先必须得着圣灵的充满。
So to be able to serve God and lead a congregation, the person must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个是在马太使徒行传第一章第八节也讲过耶稣的吩咐，你们在耶路撒冷等候圣灵降临，在你们身上，你们必得到能力，为我做见证，从撒玛利亚犹太地到地极。
We also see that in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive power when Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the
earth. 之前他必须要受圣灵必须降临在他身上。
Wants to serve and lead a con must be with the Holy Spirit's guidance.
因为我不再从这个新约每一个地方去找这个圣灵的工作来告诉你，我现在就把圣灵的工作简短的告诉你就是圣灵呢。就是在我们逼迫被审问的时候呢，圣灵会帮助我们该怎么说在这个马太十章二十节。
We see in Matthew chapter 10 verse 20, when we are persecuted, the Holy Spirit will lead us to say what we should say.
然后呢，在马太福音第十二章二十八节呢，圣灵会赐下得胜撒旦帮助我们去得胜撒旦。
And also, the Holy Spirit will help us to conquer, to defeat Satan.
然后呢，圣灵会感动我们传讲神国的奥秘，就在路加福音的第四章十四节。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 14, the Holy Spirit will also give us the power to.Yeah, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside.
Yeah. All right. 最后一个就圣圣灵会给我们能力去释放和医治被捆绑的人，就是在使徒行传第十章三十八节。
So Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Holy Spirit will give us the power to cure, to drive out demons.
那这五方面就是我们身为一个侍奉者和牧羊的人呢，都是必须要具备的。
As a servant of God, as a pastor, these are the qualities we must have.
我们需要神的引导。
We need God's guidance.
因为我们不知道走什么路。
Because we don't know where to go by ourselves.
所以圣灵引导走我们该走的路。
We need to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance to walk on the right path.
还有我们牧羊的方向。
God, Holy Spirit will give us the direction.
我们也需要圣灵来帮助我们去攻破那个撒旦的引力。
We also need the Holy Spirit's power to defeat Satan.
将人呢的心夺回将一些拦阻人认识神的至高的事一起攻破。
To get rid of all the blocks on the way to lead people's heart to God.
我们需要圣灵感动
We need the inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
然后我们有大的信心。
Need to have the Holy Spirit to help us strengthen our faith.
那在这段里面我们是看到 OK 啊，耶稣啊，就是被圣灵啊降临在他身上，然后充满。
We see that when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit fell on him, descended on him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
All right. 第一件事情，一个牧侍奉者、牧养者必须先有圣灵充满，等于他能力。
So this is the first thing that a pastor must be filled.
我想因为可能我次序颠倒，其实我应该先讲说一个侍奉者跟这个牧羊者呢，必须要确认他的身份。
And also, I almost forgot to mention this, that a servant of God, a pastor, must confirm his status first.
他必须要确认我是神呼召我来做牧羊的人。
He must be sure that I am the one who is called to serve as a pastor.
就一个牧羊者或是传道人，他不是去应征来的工作。
A pastor or a missionary is not seeking a job in a job interview.
所以呢，一个牧者呢，他是神呼召的。
A pastor is called by God.
所以呢，他必须要非常清楚的认识他自己是神所呼召的仆人。
So he must be very clear that he is a servant called by God.
然后呢，他既然是神呼召的，他就要按照神呼召他的一个意向或者是任务去完成神的所吩咐的。
Since he is called by God, he must finish what God called him to do.
所以在弟兄姊妹要有一个认知，神的仆人，神的仆人是神所呼召的，我们应该要尊重。
So brothers and sisters, we must remember that our pastor, a servant of God, is called by God, so we must respect him.
所以呢，我们不要以为常常有一种错误的观念，这个传道人是我们请来的，所以他应该要做什么，应该我们叫他做什么就做什么。No.
We shouldn't have this understanding that, oh, our pastor is hired by us, so he must do what we want him to do. No, absolutely not.
传道人是做神呼召他来，要他去完成的使命。
A pastor or a missionary is to do what God called him to do, to finish his mission from God.
所以身为一个传道人我清楚我的角色，我的身份，然后我也清楚神要我做的是什么。
As a pastor, we must know our role and our status, and we must know what we are called to do.
Yeah, 这个是应该首要的事情。
This is,
一个传道人
this is the most important thing for a pastor.
知道我是神呼召的。
A pastor must know that I am called by God.
不是我想要当牧师就当牧师。
It's not that, oh, I want to be a pastor, so I become a pastor. No.
这个区别啊，神呼召了，既然神呼召，神就要负责任。
You know, there is a big difference. Since God called you, God will be responsible for you.
如果是我自己愿意来做传道人呢，那我自己要去负责任。
If you are you become a pastor by your own will, then you must be responsible for yourself.
这也有区别，就是说，如果清楚神呼召，我面对这个牧羊的挑战和一些困难的时候，因为神呼召我，我就不会好像沮丧或者逃跑不干。
There is a big difference. Since I am called by God when facing challenges in my service, I will not lose heart. I will not be depressed or just give up.
因为我知道神父这里，神他清清楚楚地告诉我，要我来牧养，我就把我完全的交托在他身上，手上，他来解决我所有的问题。
Because God called me, so I will give myself, I will offer myself wholly to God, so God will help me resolve these problems.
如果是说我一时自己想要做的话，不一样。马上碰到困难的时候，碰到批评的时候，碰到羞辱的时候，你就说我不干了，我走了。
If you are doing this purely by your own will, then when you are facing insults, when you are facing persecution, when you are criticized, you may just say, oh, I give up, I quit.
所以清楚我的侍奉，我的牧羊是经过神呼召来成全神的旨意的。
So we must be clear that if we are called to serve, then we are following God's will, not my own will.
那是第一点，第二点，第一点就是要清楚你的呼召，第二点。
So the first point is to know your call.
你看，耶稣当时被神确认了，这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的。
We see Jesus was confirmed by God saying, this is my beloved son for whom I am well pleased.
那再来第二点也就在这里。神说这是我的儿子所喜悦的，就是神喜悦耶稣。
The second point,This is my son, my beloved son, for whom I am well pleased. God is pleased with Jesus.
所以我们要讨神的喜悦。
So we must seek to please God.
这是神的肯定和鼓励。我们要知道侍奉神不但要被圣灵充满，也必须确定知道是神所喜悦的。
We must remember that to serve God, not only we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we also need to do things to please God.
那我们怎么知道耶稣是神所喜悦的？我们来看耶稣呢是尊重神，知道吗？耶稣尊重神。
How do we know what Jesus does pleases God? The first thing we notice is that Jesus respects God.
All right, 我们现在我们来看，当耶稣跑到约翰那里要跟约翰受洗的施洗的时候
，When Jesus went to the John the Baptist to be baptized,
我们来了解。耶稣是神的儿子，高高在上，知道吗？
We know Jesus is the Son of God. He is high up in heaven.
难道现在他居然要来请这个约翰跟他施洗？
He came to be baptized by John.
难道呢？约翰是拒绝的，约翰自己也则是说，哎呀，我不配啊，我应该受你的洗，怎么你要来受的洗？
John was actually refused at first. He said, I am not worthy to baptize you. You should baptize me.
你看耶稣说，暂且洗我，我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
那这里我们看到一件事情啊，耶稣是尊重啊天父啊上帝。
We see Jesus respects Heavenly Father.
All right. 然后耶稣也说我当尽诸般的义啊，你当尽这义。就是一些礼仪和祭啊，那个制度，我应该要做的。
Jesus also said, "It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness, to follow the rituals, to follow what we need to do."
所以耶稣是尊重神，按照神的吩咐啊来做，然后呢，这样他就讨神的喜悦。
So Jesus respects God, and he followed all the ways that God wants him to go through. So this is how he pleased God.
你看耶稣啊尊重神所差派所拣选的仆人。这个啊
你看。Jesus also respects the servant God sent, John the Baptist.
所以这里告诉我们怎么去尊重神呢？你尊重神差遣来的仆人，你就是尊重神。
So we learned from this, how do we respect God? By respect the people sent by God. Respect the servant sent by God. We are respecting God.
你尊重啊啊，怎么去尊重啊啊神的这些啊啊那种怎么啊去啊尊重神呢？怎么去啊就是啊尊敬啊敬重诸般，就是说。要啊，接受诸般的礼仪。
We need to follow the rituals to follow the guidance. We need to do what we can to respect God's servant.
所以这个就是尊重神。
This is to
话啊，你要尊重神的话，尊重神的礼仪啊，就是尊重神。
So we respect God's word and respect God's rules. We are respecting God.
今天就很多问题了啊，就是我很多人说我只相信神，我什么其他我都不信。
Many people say, "Oh, I trust, I believe God. I don't believe in anything else."
但是你要尊重神，你要相信你要相信神，他召呼召他的仆人，差遣他的仆人。所以你也必须要尊重神召的仆差的呼召的仆人。
But if you respect God, you should also respect the person sent by God.
然后你要尊重神所设立的诸般的礼仪制度。
You should also respect the rules set up by God.
今天很多也有一些问题就是有很多人说。我就听神的话，圣经的话牧师话。
Many people say, "Oh, I will just do what the Bible says, and I don't want to listen to the pastor's words."
耶稣是尊重耶稣，你看耶稣是听尊重这个神差遣的仆人，耶稣尊重神的话。
But we see Jesus respects John the Baptist because John was sent by God. Jesus respects God's words.
所以呢，我们要讨神喜悦，就是要尊重神，要尊重神，要尊重神的仆人。
So to please God is to respect God and also respect God's people, God's servant.
Well, 我不要讲太长，因为我到还没讲一半。我如果你想要更详细的知道的话，这个你去就会看这个扫罗跟这个大卫。
I want you to read the Bible verses about Saul, King Saul, and David.
一定，扫罗跟大卫的区别是什么？大卫是合乎。
What's the difference between Saul and David? Because David always seek God's heart, is after God's heart.
但你会说大卫这个扫罗也是神所拣选的。
You may say, "Hey, Saul is also chosen by God."
但是神，扫罗有啊？扫罗怎么？扫罗没神的话不 不听不做啊，区别就在这里啊。
But Saul didn't follow God's command, didn't obey God's command.
但是这个你去看扫罗跟大卫的事情，其实都是就是这个问题啊啊，这个啊，为什么一个讨神喜悦，一个不讨神的喜悦？
Why Saul didn't please God and David pleased God? You can read the Bible verses about their stories about Saul and David to understand.
All right, 我讲几个了。我已经讲到这个就是说认识你的呼召，然后被圣灵充满，还要讨神的喜悦。那我还有还有两个三个没有讲时间不够了，我就就不要再讲下去了，因为这个太长了。 OK
Pastor actually prepared a long sermon. There's not enough time.
下面呢再来就是耶稣受试探，这个我们也可以学习啊。耶稣所经过的试探，
We also see that Jesus was tempted. This from here we also can learn a lot of things.
传道人也要经过试炼试探啊，对不对？
Missionaries, pastors will also go through trials.
对啊，那你要怎么去胜过这试探？耶稣在这里给我们一个榜样啊，怎么胜过试探啊，对不对？
How can you claim victory over these temptations?
耶稣给我们榜样在这里了，有没有？三方面的试探。
Jesus gave us a good example.
All right.那还有一点就是耶稣也我不讲太耶稣也受苦，然后受贫受气啊。
Jesus also suffered a lot, also was persecuted.
有一个传道人的座右铭叫做吃得苦受得气做得功哀得贫。
There was a famous missionary saying that to be a pastor you need to be able to hold the suffering, you need to be able to withstand people's criticism, and also you have to be able to live a poor life.
All right, 我来结束了，我该收场了。
So in conclusion,
all right.刚才我是讲一般这个牧羊勤劳的事，现在我们来讲说我们弟兄姊妹应该怎么来对待这个牧羊的这个神的仆人。
So as brothers and sisters, what kind of attitude we should have toward our pastor?
第一个，尊重神呼召的仆人。
We must respect God's servant.
因为传道人就是神所呼召的，不是他自己的想要做的。
Because a pastor is called by God.
All right. 第二。
Secondly,
我们想要听牧者的话。
We must listen. We must listen to the pastor's words as she.
耶稣说：“我是好牧人，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们。”他们也跟从我。
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. My sheep knows my voice, and they know. I also hear their voices. They are willing to follow me."
第三，我们要扶持跟牧者一起同工。
Thirdly, we must support our pastor. We must work with him.
在出埃及记第十七章那里，当摩西跟打仗的时候，摩西在山上祷告手撑不住了，有人就去扶他的手。
In Exodus chapter 17, when the Israelites were fighting, Moses went up to the mountain and held up his hands to pray. And when he cannot hold anymore, people around him will support him, hold up his arms.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们拣选已经接纳了周牧师为我们的牧师。
Brothers and sisters, today we accepted Pastor Joe to be our new pastor.
我们要尽我们的本分，爱他，帮助他，扶持他。
We need to love him, to help him, to support him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise your grace.
谢谢你为我们预备这样一个你所呼召的牧者做牧师。
Thank you for giving us a pastor whom you called to serve.
我们祈求神你来帮助他。
We pray that God, you will help him.
服事的道路不是一条易路。
This is not an easy way to go.
服事的过程有辛酸苦辣。
There will be lots of different flavors along this path.
有喜乐，有哀痛。
There is joy, there's sadness.
但是我们知道耶稣这些你都经历过。
We know that Jesus, you've experienced all.
我们只要仰望你来胜过这一切。
We look upon your face. We know you conquered all.
求主你的圣灵大大的来充满他，来帮助他，来引导他。
May your Holy Spirit fill him and guide him and lead him.
来祝福他的侍奉。
Help him.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
We bless our new pastor. In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们把下面时间交给周秋牧师分享他的救治见证。
Pastor Joe wants to share his testimony with us.
我是2004年我们教会在唐中怀牧师来这里做培灵会的时候，在圣灵的感动下做了一个奉献的祷告。
In 2004, when Pastor Tang Zhonghuai came to our church for a disciple training, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I offered myself.
我那时候我记得差不多这样说的哈，主啊，我愿意求你，就是你把我派到世界上任何想要我去的地方，我都愿意。
I still remember at that time I made this prayer, Lord, I am willing. Send me to wherever you want me to go in the whole world. I want to offer myself completely to you.
当时是非常的感动哈。但是呢，过后呢，就是人就很软弱，很快呢就忘记了自己的这样的一个许愿。
I was very inspired and touched at that time, but after a while, as a human being, I'm weak. I forgot what I promised.
那2007年呢，我们为佛州退休会制作马里逊来华200周年的宣教展板。那我们有机会呢，熟读了所有来华宣教士的故事。
In 2007, for the Florida Chinese Christian Retreat, we were tasked to make an exhibition for 2000 years anniversary of Robert Morrison, for his missionary to China. We read all the stories of Chinese missionaries to China.
神也使用这样的一个侍奉呢，把这个共同的感动呢放在我和冯晶的心里，我们就得到一个印证，那我们要往全职的道路走。
Through this project, God put this inspiration in my heart and my wife Crystal's heart, that through this project we got a common confirmation that we want to serve full time.
那从2007年到2012年之间哈，教会的牧师就安排我们徐牧师师母，然后呢后来麦牧师又培训我们，我们在教会接受各样的装备和锻炼，直到2012年我们回到中国。
So through from 2007 to 2012, the pastor arranged all kinds of responsibilities for us. We got trained in all aspects, and Dr. Michael Wen also gave us training. And in 2012, we went back to China.
那在回到中国那几年哈，神要我们经历到得人如得鱼的喜乐满足。然后
Those years spent in China, God gave us the joy of being fishers, fisher of men.
神使用我们影响了许多人，然后也使用他们对神的话语的回应呢，更坚固了我们服事的心。
God impacted a lot of people through us, and also their responses reinforced our faith toward God.
那这么多年呢，神给我预备一个奇妙的半职工作，那姊妹也没有工作，但是姊妹在进行服事，但是呢，神让我们没有缺乏。
you know, over the, all these years, it's miraculously God gave me a part-time job. Mrs. Zhou doesn't have a job and she served full-time, but God let us not in lack in anything.
那所以神借着各样的环境呢，供应我们丰丰富富，而让我们看到神的这样的一个信实。
God provided us abundantly through all the circumstances, and we see God's faithfulness in all these things.
当2016年我们又回到母会的时候，我们一直在祷告，就是那未来的话呢，我们是否要再去回到中国去宣教，在哪里开拓教会，或者是呢，那我们就要在母会来开始这个牧会。
In 2016, we came back to our mother church, and we've been praying all the time, asking God, what does God want us to do? Should we go back to China to serve as missionary? Should we make it open, establish more churches in China, or where should we go? Or maybe we can be pastors for our mother church.
其实这是一个蛮挣扎的过程哈，但是呢，神给我们最终的感动哈，就是放下我们自己的想法。那神在哪里开门呢？我们就在哪里侍奉。
This is a process full of struggles, but eventually God gave us this inspiration that we should put down our own thoughts and just listen to God. Wherever God opens the door, we will serve there.
那所以呢，最终呢，神也借着你们的选择，回应了神对我们前面道路的指引。那我就有幸成为这个教会培养出来的传道人，然后来回报自己的母会。
We know eventually you, the congregation answered God, made a choice, and the you responded to God's arrangement, God's guidance. So I have the honor to be a missionary for this church and a pastor of this church to repay my mother church.
这就是我的见证哈。那我也在神面前哈，在这众人的面前，在教会的老牧者面前，众位牧者面前，在长老执事面前，在每一个会员面前，会友面前，那我要来立我的这样的一个誓约。
This is my testimony in front of the pastor, the church deacon, deacons, elders, and every brother and sisters in the church. I want to make my vow.
那就是靠着神的帮助，在大牧者我们的耶稣基督之下。学习他的样式，牧养在众里看的群羊。
With God's help, I under the guidance of our great, our big shepherd, our Jesus Christ, I will follow His pattern and pastor the sheep of Palm Beach County.
我也愿意遵行，并看重神话语的绝对的权柄，忠心以真理喂养群羊。
I am willing to obey and respect God's words. Absolute authority and to feed the sheep with truth faithfully.
那我愿意以和平与长老、执事、同工们和会友彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And I am willing to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace and serve the church.
那我想请大家为我和师母祷告，坚守在神面前所立的约。
I sincerely ask brothers and sisters, please pray for me and Mrs. Zhou, so we can keep our vows with God.
好，我们谢谢周牧师的见证还有他与神所立的约。下面我们请杨长老，我们教会的杨长老来带领教会呢，来回应主任牧师的就职。
So we next Elder Yang will lead us to respond to Pastor Zhou.
请大家现在打开你们的麦克风。我们
Brothers and sisters, please open unmute your microphone. Everyone, unmute yourself.
感谢神。我们刚才都已经领受了周其勇牧师就职主任牧者的立约。
We thank God that we all accepted Pastor Joe's vows to be our senior pastor.
现在请会众也在神面前表达你们的意愿。
Now, I would ask the congregation to express your vows before God.
请会众在神和教会面前立约。
It's time for us. We have a few questions, so if you are willing, please say, I will. Brothers and sisters, today you accepted Pastor Zhou to be our senior pastor. Are you willing to pray for them?
是的，愿意。
To listen to their teaching and with a teachable heart.
请大家来回应，你愿意的话就
说愿意。
Second question.
哎呀，都愿意。
因为基督是头，教会是他的身体。
Because Christ is the head and we are his body. Church is his body.
你们在教会中要扶持、体恤、敬重父子。
In the church, we must support, have compassion toward the pastor and respect the pastor.
万一偶然有软弱或措施，当以肢体的爱规劝代祷。
If there is a weakness or mistakes, we should persuade or pray with love as a body of Christ.
并按圣经的原则，先向牧者个别交通进一步的理解。
And according to the principles of the Bible, we should communicate with the pastor personally first to seek more understanding.
或告知并请教会。长执会处理
or seek help to discuss with the church's pastor with the church's elder or deacons.
不要在教会中彼此谈论宣扬，以至于使基督的教会受亏损。
Do not discuss in the church among members. Also spread words, which may cause damage to churches to Christ's body church.
如果你们愿意的话，请大家大声说阿门。
If you agree,
Amen.
好，我们现在已经回应了周牧师的这就职的
So the church congregation responded to Pastor Zhou's being our new pastor. Please, everybody unmute. Please, everybody mute yourself.
请大家把你的声音关掉，我们继续下面的还有一些最后一个一个程序。最后呢这个仪式呢，最后我们请徐牧师呢做最后的祝祷，然后我们结束主任牧师就职的仪式。我们请徐牧师祝祷。
We ask Pastor Xi to lead us in prayer for this to end this ceremony.
什么事？你要去 unmute 你自己。
Pastor Xi, you need to unmute yourself.
看了吧，
好了，可以了。
慈悲父神，我们再一次感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you and praise your grace.
我们谢谢你，让我们这样一个聚会能够仪式能够顺利的完成。
We thank you for this ceremony today.
都是你的恩典，都是你的作为。
It's all your
grace. 求主你呢继续来带领周牧师。
May you continue guide Pastor Zhou.
求你赐给他能力。
Give him power, give him ability.
帮助他仰望你，依靠你，不靠他自己。
Help him to look upon you, to seek help, to seek guidance, not by himself.
因为你就是我们的力量，我们的磐石，我们的帮助。
Our strength, our rock, and our help, ever present help.
求主你再次来帮助他们帮助周牧师帮助周师母。
Help Pastor Zhou and Mrs. Zhou.
当他们一起在服事的时候，你就赐给他们智慧，让他们能够仰望你，依靠你。
Give them wisdom in their service, and so that they will look upon you to seek your help.
祝福他们。
Bless them.
帮助我们弟兄姊妹们有谦卑顺服的心。
And help brothers and sisters to have a humble and obedient heart.
来跟随我们主耶稣基督。然后跟随耶稣所拣选的周牧师。
To follow Jesus Christ and follow the person, the pastor he chose for us.
然后与他一起来服侍。
And serve with him, alongside him.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
好，我们现在教会已经正式有了一位主任牧师，我们再次为此感谢神。
So now our church has officially has a new senior pastor. We give thanks to God.
也让我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起呢，来尽我们的心，来建立基督的身体，来建立这个教会。
So brothers and sisters, we need to work together to build the church, the body of Christ.
OK, 所以下面呢，我们是教会40年的堂庆。
We also have a celebration for the church's 40 years anniversary.
我们有 video, 还有其他的东西，我们一项一项来。
We have videos and we have our special edition. Let's go through it one by one.
我们先把时间交给宇晨弟兄。
First, let Brother Yu Chen will maybe give us show us the video.
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you.
接下来呢，我想给大家分享一段我们最近做的为堂庆40周年所做的一个视频。
I want to show you a video what we recently made about our churches to celebrate the church's 40 years anniversary.
我很感谢神在我们执事会筹备我们今年40周年堂庆之初就把这个做这个视频的意念放在众多的弟兄姐妹的心中。
I am very thankful that when we prepare for this celebration, we got put this idea into our heart for making a video of church history.
从整个视频的资料的照片影音的收集到制作整理再到修整我们这其中经历了神丰丰富富的带领还有看顾。
There were lots of things to do. We need to collect photos and videos and from everybody. And there were lots of work and lots of people involved. We also experienced God's guidance through all this.
在这里面我特别想感谢一些弟兄姐妹参与到这个视频的制作当中。
I especially want to thank brothers and sisters' participation in making this video.
我想第一个想特别感谢的就是我们教会的秘书 Karen 姐妹。
The first one I want to give thanks to is Sister Karen, our church secretary.
对，她在这当中主动愿意提起承担制作这个视频，并且在这其中协调更很多的弟兄姐妹来收集来制作这个视频。
She coordinated with a lot of brothers and sisters and to make this video a reality.
在这其中呢，在制作当中还有她的女儿 Sarah 还有文理都在这个制作当中付上了很多的心血。
Karen's daughter Sarah and sister Wen Li also spent lots of time putting this video together.
我还想感谢淑玲姐妹在其中帮助我们收集到了很多宝贵的视频还有采访从我们已经离开我们的弟兄姐妹当中甚至以前的牧者的他们的视频和采访。
I also want to especially thank Sister Su Ling who contacted some previous members or members who left this area or even older pastors from previous pastors to collect interview videos and photos to make this video.
我也想谢谢所有参与到这个视频里面你们愿意接受采访的所有的弟兄姐妹甚至是被采访然后没有机会放到等会放到这个视频里面包括杨长老还有婷婷都很感谢大家。
I also want to give thanks to everyone who is willing to accept our interviews to make contributions to this video. Some of the videos we may not be able to use it in this video because the time is limited, but I want to give thanks to all.
所以这个视频呢虽然只有15分钟但我希望每个人看到的这个视频的人都能够看到神的手怎么样借着各个时代他兴起的仆人把我们这个小小的教会棕榈滩华人教会从一个婴孩抚养成为成人为他来做盐和做光。
This video is only about 15 minutes long, but I want everyone who watch this video that you actually see God's hand in molding this church and how the church started from a baby and now grow up to be an adult.
我也希望借着我们神过去带领我们的所有的这些荣耀和恩典来激励更多我们现在的弟兄姐妹能够兴起发光继续跟随他为他为主得更多的人。
We also want that through this video we see the church history to see how our brothers and sisters serve the church and glorify God's name. And for us, the present members of the church, you know, how we can do to continue shine for God and to continue building our church.
对，最后呢，我也想把一切的颂赞和荣耀归给我们的神。
I want to give all the glory to our God.
好，
all the praise and glory.
我们下面大家一起来看我们这个堂庆的视频。
Let's watch this video together.
兄姊妹平安，我是高文仁牧师，我们是开拓 Palm Beach Chinese Church 的教会的牧师。今天我们存着一颗欢喜快乐的心，跟我们弟兄姊妹一起来庆祝我们的 Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel 40周年。
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。这是近2000年前耶稣的呼唤，使得福音的圣火一棒一棒地被传下来。那福音在宣教士脚下踏进了地极的东南西北，是被中国人而无为不知。即使是现在在北美南端小小的叫西泽利坦，留下传来的好像西苏的三者，是被借着火车传去北极的国际施工，拆迁立刻的宣教士，为华人的教会也是一位神的家，从开拓陪伴组织，甚至深入牧养的培出中国自己的宣教士。
所以第一个礼拜天呢，就只有四个家庭，大概有14个中国人呢参加。
太太的敏伦呢，是在1993年开始呢参加教会。那当时我对我们教会印象最深刻呢，是我们有来自香港、台湾、大陆啊各处的华人，然后也有美国宣教士跟我们一起敬拜，让我感觉呢，我们教会呢不会因为文化不同而隔离，反而呢因为不同而学习彼此接纳。
各位弟兄姐妹大家好，特别记得在购堂以前 Dr. Rife 常在周末载着四名教会的弟兄到处看地看房子。在献堂感恩礼拜时，由李鲁标牧师打开大门的钥匙，率领弟兄姐妹进入新堂的。
Miss Ward 啊，是亚洲传道协会的这个负责人，然后呢就组成了一个牧会团啊，所以哈、哦，当时我们就是有牧会团。
当神给我们的意向，我们命牧会团说这个教会要先和睦，先合一，真的就是弟兄姐妹和睦同居。
For over one half of my missionary work was spent working with the Chinese in Taiwan, then radio to China.And then in China and here in West Palm, the Chinese people became my family that I really never had. Many became like children to me. Then Reverend Shi asked me to take part of the pastoral team. It has been a joy ministering to you and learning to care and share with you all. There is no fellowship more real and dear than being part of God's wonderful family.To care and share together.
曾在2004年感动当地的一个开发商来购买我们老堂的土地，同时我们也觅得了一块建新堂的土地，于是我们在2009年开始了这个建堂的 bidding 招标进行建设。这里面也包括了我们华人教堂急需的厨房、餐厅以利于今后各项施工的开展。我们最后是在2011年建成，在同年的4月24日复活节那一天在神的带领下进入了这片应许之地。回顾我们走过的路真的是充满了感激。我们在一起，同工们在一起打拼流过泪、出过汗。但是更多的是对神的感激之情和喜悦之心。
真理滩华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹平安，是我们很高兴 能够听到教会建了新堂，而且人数大大的成长，尤其这次听到教会40周年庆，我们真是非常的高兴，周年庆快乐，也愿神祝福这个教会，这是在爱中，在真理里合而为一，继续不断的成长。
Little, I think church was just a weekly gathering where we'd get together, hear a story, and then just spend the rest of the day playing around. I remember just one day thinking about what should I do to show that I'm a Christian when I decided that I should get baptized. I wanted to make my faith known. I wanted to...let people know that I was a Christian and I chose to give my life to Jesus. So I did so and I felt like that was a big step for me. For me, church wasn't just a weekly thing as time passed on. For me, it became like a daily part of my life and was influential in guiding me down my path. Better Christian. I still struggle.But I believe that church was a very monumental part of my life. I'm glad that I was able to spend a lot of time there and that there were so many different, leaders there to guide me and to help me.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们教会餐厅里马里逊来华200周年展板的最后一版。今天我们可以这样讲，回顾中国5000年的历史，从未有一个时期像过去30多年有这么多的华人同时接受福音，加入教会，参与事工。这是200多年来神亲手预备的天时地利人和。我们教会的40年的历史不仅见证了神在我们个人、家庭和这间教会的恩典，更见证了神在华人当中，在这个历史时期兴起的伟大拯救。30多年来，神使用新的留学潮和移民潮，让我们教会经历了早期是香港和台湾的华裔，随后从大陆来的留学生和新移民不断地加入进来，神借着这个教会接触了无数的过往的华人。最感恩的是，我们也在其中， 我们的家庭从小到老都蒙了恩，我们也在这个复兴的波浪中走出来。我成为一名传道人，来接这第五棒。已有四批的传道人在这里投入侍奉，郭牧师、林牧师、陈传道、徐牧师，他代表的是神在某一个阶段要兴起工人来侍奉他。今天我们在这里回顾感恩，这么漂亮的堂址，领导你和我还有教会中的恩典，我们要一起来求问神。在未来的40年，当我们这代人陆续走完我们人生的旅程，我们要再看到神什么样的作为呢？你要我们如何踏浪在你的复兴当中呢？你右手奇妙的作为如何要再向你的儿女显现呢？弟兄姐妹们，你有预备好了吗？预备好成为被主兴起的工人，在这个时代要起来侍奉他。
My desire for the future for our church is 1. Become a church known and knowing and loving the Word of God, a praying and interceding church for the lost, a church known by its love for one another, a church that has a vision for the lost and for world missions. I do not desire riches or greatness for you, but I desire you to be humble before the Lord. Let us all determine to go up in the rapture and go home to spend eternity in heaven together.
求神带领啊，所给我们教会的产业哈，我希望更看到大家更追求圣灵的充满，然后呢带来教会的复兴啊，人人当祭司，人人传福音啊，这个是我的愿望。神要祝福我们这个教会，要大大的来使用我们这个教会。 Amen。
好，我们把时间继续交还给创长老。
谢谢雨辰，还有这些制作参与制作这个 video 的这些同工，谢谢他们的辛劳。
Thank you all the co-workers making this video。
当我看到这个 video 的时候呢，就让我在想起了，因为我在教会待了也超过20年。
When I was watching the video, I remembered all the 20 years I spent in the church.
我们看到就是神的手一直在带领我们。
We see God's hand has always been guiding us.
他从来没有抛弃我们，不管我们教会是在什么样的状态，他一直在带领我们。
God never forsake us, no matter what kind of situation we've been in.
也让我们继续来用我们的心来服侍他。
Let us continue to serve God with our heart.
我们相信教会，相信神会一直带领我们。
We believe that God will continue leading us.
下面呢就是四十年呢，教会呢准备了一份四十年的特刊。
We also have a special edition for to celebrate the 40 years. We encourage brothers and sisters to submit articles counting blessings.
很多弟兄姐妹呢，写了很多的文章。
Many brothers and sisters contributed by writing.
我们把下面的时间交给贾华姊妹，她让她做一个简单的介绍。
We give time to Sister 贾华 Mrs. Elder Yang to give us the update on this special edition.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
这一次四十周年纪念特刊征文，谢谢弟兄姐妹们热情投稿，送来了三十篇数算主恩的精彩文章。
We actually got 30 articles that brothers and sisters contributed. They write their experience and they count blessings from God.
我们特刊同工日以继夜的努力编辑。
Our co-workers actually burned midnight oils to continue to review, to editing the articles.
完成了一份具有专业水准、可读性很高的刊物。
We finished a journal, a professional level journal, so people can enjoy reading.
今天这份刊物的网页版就要推出。
Today's electronic version is already ready to be pushed out. You can view it after this worship right away.
未来我们会考虑再推出纸张版。
Later on, we may publish a paper version, copy version for you to enjoy reading in your hands.
今天就在敬拜后，你们就可以上教会的网页阅读了。
So after today's worship, you can go to the church website and click on that link and read as you enjoy.
特刊团队的同工有召集人洪俊。
This special edition, we give thanks to our co-workers. The first one is Hong Jun. It's our deacon Hong Jun. He started the whole thing, the project.
顾问是周牧师和杨长老。
We also have Pastor Zhou and Elder Yang as our consultant.
文字编辑是敏文、张军和我。
We have three editors, Sister Mingwen, Sister Zhang Jun, and Sister Jia Hua, me.
美术编辑有苏林、徐璇和韦莹。
We have art designers, Sisters Su Lin and Sister Sharon, and also Wei Ying.
另外，网页设计和上载文章照片的是徐璇和李强。
Our web designer is Sister Sharon and Brother Charlie. They also uploaded all the photos.
我们有一个很棒的网页。
We have a wonderful website, web link.
其中除了特刊，还包括了刚才播放的视频。
Besides this special edition, we also included the videos we just watched.
在这个网页上，视频和特刊之间很容易过来过去。
You can just click on the link and watch the video and read the journal papers, read the articles. It's easy to communicate. It's easy to navigate.
网页跟视频可以过来过去，互相过来过去的。
Yeah, the video and the articles, it's very easy to navigate and you won't get lost.
文章之间也能很轻松地点开阅读。
You can just click on any article and read.
这份网页和网页特刊是送给我们心爱的教会四十周年的生日礼物。
This is a birthday gift for our dear church for 40 years anniversary. It's a birthday gift.
同时也是恭喜周其勇牧师就任新职的贺礼。
It is also our present to our new pastor, Pastor 周其勇。
最后，我要向特刊的同工们道谢。
I especially want to give thanks to all the co-workers for this special edition.
我向神感恩有这么忠心和委身的团队。
I want to give thanks to God for such a dedicated team.
我们同心以荣耀神为心志。
We all have this common understanding that we want to glorify God's name.
但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。
May all the glory goes to God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢贾华姐。
Thank you, Sister 贾华。
雨辰，你能不能把那个教会的网页让大家看一下？
好的，等一下啊。
Okay, we will show the church website and how you can go to the web link for the special edition to watch the video and read the articles.
所以说雨辰让大家看一下，大家知道去什么地方看这些的 video， 因为刚才 video 不知道为什么好像有点杂音。
This is our church website.
所以你到教会网址上以后，教会的网址叫 palmbeachchinese.org。你到这个网址上以后，你就能看到，在主页上就有这个四十周年这个。你点上去以后呢，你就可以看到特刊和这个和这个视频。
The special video and our special edition are right there on the webpage of the church, the palmbeachchinese.org. So you can just click on.The link, and then you can watch the video.
这是两件事情。另外呢，教会还准备了一份礼物。
The church also prepared a gift.
雨辰，你有没有那个图片能大家看一下？
雨辰，can you show the picture of the gift?
没有是吧？
我有，但还没在那个我的那个
没关系了。教会的准备的礼物呢是一个袋子，就是一个你可以装圣经，可以装你的笔记本，可以。
This is actually a gift for everybody. It's a bag, so you can put in your Bible, you can put on small gadgets you're taking to the church. It's a bag for everyone.
对，但是因为现在这种情况呢，还职位还没有决定大家怎么可以领到这个礼物。
We cannot get the bag right away yet.
所以说那个等有计划的话会尽快通知大家。
We will notify you if there is a way to send the gift to each and everyone.
这就是今天堂庆的整个的内容。
This is our ceremony for church's 30th anniversary today.
也再次感谢所有参与的同工在这个两个月的时间内所做的服事。
We thank all the co-workers who put their time to put this special edition and video together within 2 months.
我们也求神来帮助我们，当我们看到这个 video 和读到这些文章的时候。
When we watch the video, when we read these articles,
也求神来帮助我们，让我们知道，神是这一切的主，他在帮助我们，也让我们能够被激励，能够更加能够服侍神。
We want to, God may we pray that God will help us to see that He is the Lord of all. We hope that everyone will be encouraged to serve God.
好，下面呢是我们欢迎和报告的时间。
We also want to welcome friends, brothers, sisters, and make announcements.
所以我再次代表教会欢迎所有今天来参与聚会的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Again, I want to, on behalf of the church, I want to welcome all the brothers, sisters, and friends who attended today's celebration.
因为这个网上这个形式呢，也没办法让你们每个人自己介绍一下。
We can't really let everyone introduce yourselves through this Zoom meeting, but we want to welcome everyone.
但是我们欢迎你们，也希望你们经常以后有时间的话，还能继续来参与教会的聚会。
We hope that everyone will continue attending church gathering.
报告事项呢，我们第一项呢，我们大家都知道，上星期呢，我们教会有会员大会。
Announcements, first one is last week we had our church's congregation meeting.
我们大家都知道，我们有一些投票表决的，包括教会明年的预算和几位新执事。
We need to vote for the next year's budget and for new deacons who just elected.
我们把下面时间先交给淑玲姊妹，代表执事会宣布一下这个投票结果。
So Sister Shu Ling will announce the results of voting.
2020年的年度教会年度会员大会，我们一共有对4项来表决，那有88票这个成立的票，然后其中有6票呢是弃权票。弃权票是什么？弃权票是他们有出席会员大会，可是呢没有收到他们的投票啊，可能没有投，或者是这个就是我们没有收到，所以就算做6票的弃权票。那我把这个结果报告一下啊。第一个是预算呢是80个赞成，两位反对，然后6位弃权票。然后对于新执事呢的投票，陈宏俊是79票赞成，3票反对，6票弃权。然后对于王宇成弟兄是82票赞成，0票反对，6票弃权。周美芳弟兄新执事是82票赞成，0票反对，6票弃权。然后最后一位是李强弟兄，第五个选项是李强弟兄的新执事，81票赞成，1票反对，6票弃权。所以呢我们的会章是超过半数就可以通过所以这个所有的都是超过都是90%或以上所以这个五项预算，陈宏俊、王宇成、周美芳、李强这些新执事和预算都通过报告。
好，他们那个就是在上一投票的所有的都通过了，也求神呢带领这几位新执事或者是老执事重新选上去的，也求神来带领他们呢，能够来服侍这个教会，也请弟兄姐妹们呢，来支持他们的工作。其他的报告事项呢，没有新的，就是说都是以前我们报告过的，所以大家我就不一一再报告了，请大家到这个教会的网址上可以看到。在教会的周报上呢，还有一些祷告事项，大家也可以去看一下。我只是提一条，因为大家都知道下周二是美国的大选，请大家继续为美国的大选祷告。最后呢，我们来唱三一颂，然后我们请周牧师呢，为我们做最后的结束祷告，我们结束今天的聚会。
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿门。
我们低头祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，你借着我们的视频的回顾，借着我们今天的各样的活动，主啊，显明你的恩典，你的信实。主啊，在教会的40年里，我们经过各种样的难处，但是你的恩典没有离开我们。主啊，你的教会，你的儿女今天还可以在这里坚守，然后又兴起一批又一批的工人来服侍你，我们就知道主啊，你的恩手在我们当中。主啊，我们今天要一起来感谢你，赞美你，把荣耀归给你，因为你配得当得的荣耀，因为你的百姓，你的儿女在你里边蒙了福气，有了盼望，在未来可以更坚固， 主啊，赞美你，主啊，你就帮助我们今天在你的欢喜里边，你也喜悦我们。哈利路亚，愿一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。愿天父的慈爱，主耶稣的恩惠，圣灵的感动，常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。我们一起说阿们，
阿们。